Welcome to the fourth parak of Sefer Nehemiah. Here we have Sanballat, his followers. They plan a surprise attack. The builders despaired of finishing the job initially. The builders complained to Nehemiah that working would be dangerous. Maybe they thought an attack was coming. Nehemiah strengthens their resolves, gives them chizuk, and he initiates a plan for guarding the workers. Families are put together to guard each other. Because, of course, you fight with extra oomph if you're protecting your family, the Ralbag says. And that is a yesod, actually, a fundamental principle. The more biased, the more invested you are, the harder you'll fight for something. Anyway, the builders would carry weapons with them, and also the guards, they'd also carry weapons. A shofar was prepared to gather the groups together in case of attack, and they slept inside Yerushalayim. What did that help? Because, again, if they're coming outside to Yerushalayim at night, they're leaving Yerushalayim at night, then leave them open to attack. They even slept in their clothes to be extra careful. You see the care they took, how much they loved the job. The Malbim explains in Posit Yud that the builders initially grouped together out of fear, only later they spread out again with a shofar bring procedure to allow immediate gathering in case of attack. It's interesting, by the way, Posit Tezvav is the source of the Gemara Brachas Daf Beis about when Halachic Day begins and ends. That's Perek 4 of Sefer Nehemiah.